We're on Samach Dalet Amud Aleph at the Gemara on the bottom. My Ein Nedarim. The Mishnah says that Rav Tzadok said that if, according to Rav Elazar, you can be poseach b'kavod aviv v'imo, why not be poseach b'kavod hamakom? And either the Chachamim answered him or he himself answered. He was asking a kasha on Rav Elazar, or he was explaining why this doesn't work according to Rav Elazar. So the question is, because if you are poseach b'kavod hamakom, then ein nedarim. So what does that mean? Ein nedarim. Om Rabbaya. Im kain ein nedarim mitorin yafin. Right? If you are going to always be poseach b'kavod hamakom, then people will lie, and they'll say that they're nischaret and they really aren't, and there won't be a good hataras nedarim. See Rashi. My ein nedarim. The ka'amar lon Rabbi Tzadok Rabbi Lezer ein nedarim. Nitarim yothek, the parshinan la'el. Afilu she'ein da'ito l'mischaret, even if he doesn't really have charata, mitoshe ma'iminin alav kol kach, mishum kovet ovi v'imo, omer she'mischaret, aval ein mischaret l'gamre. Right? According to the Chachomim, right, even by kovet ovi v'imo, and surely by kovet amakom, right, a person's really not going to be mischaret, but he's going to be afraid to say it, he's going to be embarrassed, so say is mischaret, and therefore the hataras nedarim won't really be effective. Rava Omar im kain ein nedarim nisholim lechacham. Rava said, "No, it's me worse. People will say I know for sure that they're going to ask me about kavod hamakom, and it's obvious that I didn't think about that, and therefore I don't have to ask a chacham. I just the neder will be mutter by itself." Rashi. Ein nedarim nisholim lechacham. Shomer believe o mali leilich etz chacham. I don't have to go to a chacham. Lo tzrichna. I don't have to go. Devarei mutterhu. Right, for sure, this nether was never take effect. The chol kach hinohu umatirahu. It's so obvious that it is something that will be annulled. Biatzmo by itself. That Torah amra, and the Torah says doesn't work. Lo yachil dvaro. Who ain't a mochel of lacher mochel no. Hatoras and dorim has to be through someone else. Can't be automatic. So, but people will feel that it's so obvious that I had charata. Because if I would have thought about it, I would never have wanted to insult the Rabbanu Shel Olam. So therefore, he's not going to go for Hataras Nedarim, and I think the Nether is annulled by itself, and it's not true. Tanan Umodim Chachamim L'Rabbi Elazar B'Dover Shebeino Levein Ovi V'Imo Sheposchim Lo B'Kovid Ovi V'Imo. Right, the Mishnah says that the Chachamim agree or admit to Rabbi Elazar that something, a nether that had already a shaychus between him and his parents, there you could be poseach b'kavod of the imo. So Moshe says, Bishlam alabaya da omarim kenein adorim nitorim hocha kivin di ichtziflei ha ichtziflei. Right, over here, since he had the chutzpah to make a nether against his parents to begin with, so he'll tell the truth. And if he does not mischaret, he won't be mischaret. And if he is mischaret, it's the truth. Because you see that he's not embarrassed, right, to say that he wouldn't have thought about his parents because he made nedarim against them. So therefore, we'd assume that if he, the neder would be neter, and that's why the chachamim remote it. Ela l'rava d'omrim ein kein nedarim nishalim l'chacham hocha amai poschid. Right, so if that's the case, but Rava says the reason is that a person will feel that it's so clear he won't bother to come for hataras nedarim, they'll think it's annulled by itself. Why won't we do the same thing when by a nether that he made against his parents? Let him say the same thing. That he'll say, well, it's so obvious that that I would have had charata that I don't need hataras nedarim. Mora says no. Kiven dechom nidre lo sagi lahon delav chacham hachanami poschin. Right? That over here, since if we would say this by most nedarim, be poseach bekvod avi v'imo or bekvod hamakom, according to everybody, right? So then people would get into the habit of saying, you see, there's the Chachamim take this in consideration and you don't need Hataras Nedarim. But since all Nedarim, we don't take those in consideration, only the special ones that you made against your parents, nobody's going to think that you don't need Hataras Nedarim because of that. Bishlam alabaya da'omer haynu taimed rabbanim mishum de'eni torim yotha hachamodele l'Rabbi Elazar. Because given the ichtziv kulei hai meikara, the Adre La Aviv Limo, since he made a nether against his parents, Minachosa, right, he ushered them from having any Hana from him, this guy's a Mechutzav. So he's not gonna lie, and because he's embarrassed to say that he wouldn't have considered his parents, he'll tell the truth. And if he wouldn't have considered them, he'll tell us. And if he says that he would have considered them had he thought about it, right, and he has therefore charata, we believe him. Right? Ichtzit leva omed bechutzbo kin mikora. The im is charit vade charata upiv levo shavim. If he says he's mischarit, he's telling the truth. Vahochi matir lebakach. That's why we're matir by a nether that we see the guy has chutzbo to go against his parents, so he will be tell the truth that if he's not mischarit, he's not mischarit. And if he is, then he is. Ela l'rova d'omra hainu taim mishum de'in d'orim nishom d'chacham hachanami ben d'orim shebein olu vein olu v'imo amai modu rabbonin hanami lo osu l'shiu l'chacham umatir hu bi'asim b'kovad of the imo. But according to Rava, that the reason that ein nidorim means ein nidorim nisholim d'chacham, people will assume that this is so obvious that the charata is good, you won't even need a chacham, and that's not true. Right, so the same thing over here. Even though he made the nether against his parents, why won't he say that if they're poseach, the covered of the imo, even in this case, that he doesn't have to come to the chacham? So Amri, even the sharei nedarim lo sagis. No, since most nedarim, right, we don't, are not poseach, the covered of the imo, surely not the covered amakom. So it's not so obvious that it's mutter. It's only in this kind of case where he made the nether against his parents, right, below Shaila lechacham, mishum de ain poskim bekovad of the imo, shalo yater asmo hacha beneder shebein ola vein ovi the imo, modu rabbonin de poskim. So therefore over here, the rabbonin say, we're not afraid that a person is going to come to the conclusion you don't need hataras nedarim. It happens by itself, because most nedarim you do have to come. Right? And we're not poseach bekovad of the imo. To reveal high nether greater the poskim bekovad of the imo, just because of a nether, in a specific case where you made the nether against your parents, there we are poseach b'kavod. Nobody's going to come and learn from that. There is not to come to be matur nedarim. Lo asi l'meimer ein nedarim nisholim l'chacham. Kiven the kulam nedarim be'alma nisholim l'chacham. Since all of them, he assumes that he understands, you do have to ask a chacham. So this one case is a yotzim in a klal. He's not going to learn from this that he doesn't have to have the Torah nedarim. Okay. The Odom Rebbe Lezer Poskim in Nolad. Now we're going to the second part of the Mishnah, that Rebbe Lezer holds that Nolad is a good Pesach, something that didn't exist at the time of the Nether and came about only afterwards. And we're afraid, therefore, the Charata wasn't Meikara from the beginning. It was only Charata from after the fact. Right? And that's why the Rabbanan holds not good. And Rebbe Lezer says no. That the person says, if I would have thought about this thing coming up at the time, I would have had Charata from the beginning. My time with the Rebbe Lezer. Where does Rebbe Lezer know that Nolad is a good Pesach? Omer of Chizad Omer Krok, he may sukol anoshim, v'hamisa de Nolad, who? Mikan sheposkim be Nolad. Moshe Rabbeinu made a shvua to Yisro that he wouldn't leave Midian. And the reason was because, there are people who wanted to kill him. So he made a shvua to Yisro, he's staying by him. Right? And then the Rebbeinu Shem told him, go back to Yisro, and be matter your nether, because the people that wanted to kill you have died. So the chari, you see that the nether now could be mutter because the people died. That's nolad. Rabbana maitan mayu. Why is the rabbanan hold that you don't learn from here that posts from the nolad? Kesavri hano mi maisi. Because they hold that the people who wanted to kill Moshe and Aviram didn't die. It says Nitzavim Lekraso, right, is Dosan Aviram. Whatever it says in the Torah, Nitzim, Anoshim Nitzim, or Nitzavim, right, the original fight by Moshe killed the Mitzri. After he killed the Mitzri, he admonished the person who was hitting his friend, was Dosan Aviram. And they're the ones who went and told Paro that he killed the Mitzri. So they were the problem, right? And Dosan Aviram were still Elam Rish Lakish, Yardim Nichsein. Rish Lakish said they didn't die, they became poor. And Rish Lakish said that there are few different people who are considered like they're dead. One is a person who doesn't have children. Shenamar Havili Bonin Vim Ayin Mesanuch. Vitanya Arboa Chashuvim Kemes. Oni Metzora Sumo Mishen Labonim. Oni Dichsid Kemesu Kolanoshim. Right? They died. They didn't die. They became poor. Mitzora Dichsid Al Noti Kemes. Right? By Mitzora, it's there, what's it called? It says that, by Miriam, she was a Mitzora and she was compared to a mace. The Summa Dichsid Mechashakim Hoshivani Kemesi Olam. Put me in the dark. Summa is like a dead person. Mishain Lo Bonim Dichsid Havalui Bonim, then Ayan Mesa Nochi. So the way the Mefarish learned, so the way most Rishonim learn here, is that they became poor after the nether. It's still nolad, but poverty is something that's usual. People become poor, they become rich, the stock market goes down, they lose their money, they win the lottery, that's not something unusual. Death, we're not choshish that a person is going to die like this, even though death is usual, because it happens to everybody. But we're not choshish at any one point that a person dies. So that's nola, that's not shchiach. But becoming rich or poor is a natural occurrence. And a person takes that into consideration. That was what we said yesterday, that most Rishonim hold, that the Chachamim hold nolad is not a good Pesach, only when it's an unusual nolad. But a usual nolad, even the Chachamim hold. The Rambam holds not like that. And the Rambam would have to learn like the Mefarish. The Mefarish learn is different than Rishonim. Rashi. Ki mesu kol anoshim, lefi shenodar Moshe liyisro shalolosho Mitzrayim. Moshe made a nether to Yisrael that he wouldn't leave him and go back to Mitzrayim. Because there were people who still wanted to kill him. So either Yisrael was concerned that Moshe shouldn't put himself in danger, or Yisrael wanted a guarantee that Moshe is going to stick around with his daughter, not take his daughter away from him. So he made a nether, he's going to stick around. And he told him that, you don't have to worry about it, there's people who want to kill me, I'm not going back putting myself in a makom sakana. Vayoel Moshe. Right, it says Vayoel Moshe ain Yoel Eloshin Ola is a shvua. And the Rabbanu Shem sent him back and said, the people died. So that's a Pesach. If you would have known they were going to die, you never would have made that nether to begin with, if you knew they were going to die in a short amount of time. It seems like the Rabbanu Shalom was the one who was matur his nether, because the Chacham can't be matur his own nether. V'rabbanan de lo savri lay de posel menolat. The Rabbanan don't learn from here that you're posel menolat. Amri lecha ahu lav nolatu. That wasn't a case of nolat. The high komashmol and rachmana ki mesu mi mesu. Now they didn't die. Ela yardu minichseim. They became poor. The hainu ki mesu the hachi kamar rachmana. Hanok var mesu ba'usa shoa kodim shenodarta. Before you made the nether, they already were poor. So it was a nether betos. You thought the people were still around, and they now are powerless against you because they're poor. The lav havi nolad, ahochi ishtri bahi charota, ava benolad lav haynu charota lahatir boas haneder. So you see, the way the Mefarish learns, it's not nolad at all. It's not that they became poor afterwards, but that's a normal occurrence. They were poor already when he made the nether, so the whole nether was a toast. That's why it's okay over here. But we don't have any raya from here that even the Rabbanan would hold that a nola that's usual is a good Pesach. It's all part of the Teretz. The Eino Ela Dosan Aviram V'lomesu Ad Maisa Korach. Dosan Aviram were still alive and well till they were swallowed up by Korach. Elahai Ki Mesu She Yordim Nichseim. When it says they died, it means they became poor. Kvar b'shasa nether, and they already were poor when he made the nether, so the whole nether was a toast. The nolad, that's not nolad. They were like dead. They were dead already. Mechashakim hoshivani kemesi olam kisha adam nosum b'mechshach. When a person's in the dark, meaning that he can't see because he's blind, they ain't no roeh choshu kemes. It's considered like he can't function. Right, so a person who can't see can't function. A person who has children doesn't have any hemshach. A person who's poor doesn't have any power, and a metzora is separated from people completely. So in all these cases, there's an aspect of death in each of the four things.